Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec V Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A as we continue to dig out of that huge snowfall from last week. The National Weather Service said officially we had 28 inches of snow at the Prescott, the Yavapai County Courthouse, something around 20 inches in Prescott Valley. It was one for the ages and one I hope we don't ever repeat. But hey, how about a shout out and a hands up for all those snowplow drivers who kept the main drags open? It's amazing what they could do in such a short time with so much snow coming down. And after they got all the main drags cleared, they started furiously clearing side roads and secondary streets. Just a wonderful job by everybody involved in that. And I also want to thank the folks who deliver newspapers for the Courier and the Republic. They didn't have any home delivery on Friday for obvious reasons. But on Sunday morning, those of us who subscribe, we got our Friday and Saturday and Sunday papers all delivered on Sunday morning. So a real, real shout out for the people who deliver those newspapers, just like the Postal Service, rain, sleet, snow, and shine. So we were really glad to see them come through. Got a great show for you today. In just a moment, we'll talk with Mindy Riesenberg. She's with the Grand Canyon National Park, and Ryan Steinert from Farmers Insurance about the Senior Connection event where he's talking about Medicare Part D. And by golly, if I didn't know better, I'd swear that was Mindy Riesenberg on the line. How you doing, Mindy?
Good. How are you?
Great. You know what? I only have two words for you about tomorrow. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. It's a big day for you tomorrow, isn't it?
It's huge.
You know what? I opened up my Sunday edition of the Arizona Republic, and a lead story says right here, on February 26th, that is tomorrow, on a spot overlooking one of the country's most majestic spectacles, visitors will gather to celebrate the Grand Canyon's 100th anniversary as a national park, and as befitting such a momentous occasion, choirs will sing, speeches will be made, and cake will be served. All true, right?
Gotta have the cake.
Gotta have the cake. Hey, Mindy, why is the centennial of Grand Canyon becoming a national park so important?
Well, you know, when the canyon was designated a national park, this capped like 35 years of an effort to protect this area. You know, if we had not preserved and protected this park and made it a national park, who knows what would have happened? Mm-hmm. People could have come in with land claims. They could have built things on it. You know, it could be all these restaurants and hotels for all we know. And by making it a national park, we were able to preserve and protect it and keep it the way that it should be for millennia.
Now, I understand that President Theodore Roosevelt had a major role in this, correct?
Absolutely.
In fact, the actor who is portraying, Derek Evans is his name, he's portraying Teddy Roosevelt. He has a one-man show coming up here in Prescott on Tuesday, March 5th at the Prescott Elks Theater, and he will be mentioning, of course, the Grand Canyon National Park. Now, tell me about the role of the Grand Canyon Conservancy. How are they involved with this?
So we're the nonprofit partner of Grand Canyon National Park, and I think a lot of people don't realize that most major national parks actually have a nonprofit partner that raises private funds to do trail restoration and historic building preservation, educational programs. The Junior Ranger program at Grand Canyon is funded by Grand Canyon Conservancy. Protecting wildlife, our Dark Skies program. I think a lot of people think that it's the government that's paying for a lot of this, and yet it's actually regular people, supporters of Grand Canyon Conservancy, who are making a difference and making these things happen within the park.
Now, the actual anniversary is tomorrow, correct?
Correct.
And what are some of the other things happening in the park to commemorate this?
Well, we're going to have, as you mentioned, there's family activities and choirs. We're going to have cultural demonstrations by some of the tribes that are represented within Grand Canyon National Park. We're going to have the Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, is going to be out there presenting a proclamation from Governor Ducey. And so it'll be a fun time. We're planning on celebrating, and of course, as you said, there will be cake.
Now, let me ask you this. We've had some major snow the last several days in northern Arizona. I would imagine that would make for a spectacular view, as if you don't need that, at the Grand Canyon, correct?
Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous right now, and I don't think a lot of people get the chance to see the Grand Canyon in the snow. Mm-hmm. And so if you have an opportunity to come up for Founders Day, come up, because the views are spectacular. There's snow that's, you know, going down the different layers of rock. It's absolutely gorgeous.
And is there an admission price tomorrow?
There is no admission tomorrow. Ooh. It is free admission for anybody who comes up to the canyon, so please join us.
And how do people react, strangers react, when you tell them you work at the Grand Canyon?
That I work for the Grand Canyon?
Yeah.
Cool. That's such a cool job. I wish I did what you did. And you know what? They're right. This is probably the best job I've ever had. It's something I love. First time I ever saw it, I was 4 years old.
Oh.
You know, so the canyon has been a part of my life for most of my life. And it's just an honor and a pleasure to work for Grand Canyon.
And just for those who get some of their information strictly from social media, the Grand Canyon itself is not turning 100 tomorrow. Just it's,
that is correct.
It's amazing. You'd be amazed. Of course, social media speaks for itself. You would be amazed how many people saw this and thought, oh, the whole thing's 100 years old. No. Is there a reliable estimate, do you think, exactly how old that amazing area is?
There is not an exact estimate. You'll talk to some geologists who will say, you know, there's rock that goes back 1.5 million years. And then, of course, we have our American Indian tribes, 11 tribes that are related to Grand Canyon, who, of course, are going to say, this is not the centennial. We've been here for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
So, exactly. It's the centennial of the creation of the national park, but we're also celebrating the creation of the park, the people who lived in the park beforehand, and the future of the park.
Now, we know a lot of people who visit the Grand Canyon National Park like to hike down into it. With the snow we've had the last week or so, how does that affect that?
I would say there's ice in some places. So if you are a hiker, make sure you have crampons to put on the bottom of your shoes. If you don't, I wouldn't risk it because you can slip and fall. I have done that myself. But you're going to get a spectacular view from the rim. So I would say only if you're experienced or if you have spikes that you can wear down at this point should you go down the trails. But we have the Rim Trail, which is the trail all the way around the rim that is up at the top, and it's totally, you know, cleaned out and no ice and very little snow, and you can take that and see all the wonderful, spectacular views.
Now, Mindy, you first visited at 4 years old, right?
Yep.
And you've been working there for how long?
I've been here almost 2 years.
And I would bet that almost every day you see something new you've never seen before, but it's been there all that time, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Every time I come to the canyon, and I come up a lot, it's different, it's new, I never get tired of looking at it. It really is wonderful.
Now, in a celebration of the centennial, what other kinds of things are happening at the park this year?
We're going to have a lot of fun things. This summer, if you want to come out in June, we're going to have a week-long summer fest and star party that will be celebrating the centennial with lots of activities and music, and we've partnered with a lot of the Flagstaff breweries to bring centennial-themed beers out. And then at night, you can go out and look at the stars with astronomers who could come in with all of their equipment. I mean, it's one of the best places in the world to see the Milky Way. So that's going to be a really fun event. We also have events down in Phoenix. We're going to be doing a storytellers program. And as you mentioned, there's an event in Prescott with Derek Evans this coming week for the Teddy Roosevelt. And he'll also be here up at the Founders Day event on Tuesday.
Now, I understand that in 1901, the first Grand Canyon Railway cars arrived from Williams. The fun part about that is that tourists could travel in comfort for the grand total of $3.75.
Yes, Things
and they
still can,
but not for that cheap.
Not for $375, no. No. What kind, now, you know, what's really, I was at the canyon about 3 months ago. It had been a long time since I'd been there. And we saw a group of people who, upon sight, you would think were visiting from Japan or China or Korea. And that's one of the great things about going there, because people from all over the world want to see it. And we had to laugh out loud because, you know, we were trying our best to try and create, you know, a cultural connection there and, you know, phrase our questions, you know, very elementary. And we said, so where are you from? And they said, oh, we're from Los Angeles. Oh, well, okay, that's fine. That's fine. But you get, you, what kind, how many different international visitors and how many countries do you have people coming in from?
Oh, wow. Like 40% of our visitors are international.
Really?
So anytime you're up at the rim, you're going to hear a plethora of different languages, which is one of the fun things about just hanging out on the rim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll hear German, you'll hear Chinese, you'll hear Spanish. It's just crazy. It's all different languages. And it's a lot of fun because you see kind of the world coming together in this place, in this wonderful place that we have in the United States, and all just there for the same reason. And it's just, it's a lovely thing.
If someone wants to float the Grand Canyon, we have a local man here, Brad Newman, who leads guides. He guides tours down the river during the summer. What would be a decent time of year to start doing that? And how do you get your boat down there?
You basically want to go through one of the tour operators that have licenses to run the river down there.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably not going to be bringing your own boat, but you can contact a lot of different tour operators. And probably, you know, spring would probably be the best time. The summer gets very, very hot in the canyon down at the bottom. You know, people forget that instead of a normal, you know, like Yosemite, you have to go up. Well, here, you have to go down. And so at the top, it's cooler, and at the bottom, it can be 110 degrees.
Wow.
So I would suggest spring and go online and look at the different tour operators that run the river.
Now, how often do you get people who start out for a hike down the canyon, and they're wearing sandals, they're not bringing water, stuff like this, and they get down there a pretty good ways and then realize, oops, we got to go back up? How often does that happen?
Every day.
Oh.
We always say, you know, you go down, but going down, you know, is optional, but coming back up is mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way back. So, we, and Grand Canyon Conservancy actually funds the, preventive search and rescue group of people who are volunteers who walk down and up and down the trails, looking for people like that to help them out, bring them water, bring them salty foods, anything that they're missing, help them get out of the canyon.
Yep.
So that's something we feel very, very strongly about, and we try to educate people before they go down into the canyon about that.
And how can people who can't get to the park celebrate the centennial?
Oh, they can go online. We have a wonderful website, GrandCanyon.org, that has a lot of fun, interesting things about centennial. ASU and NAU, both of those schools have put together online archived photos of Grand Canyon that are fascinating to look at. You can drink some of the centennial beers at some of the breweries in Flagstaff, like Lumberyard and Historic Brewing Company and Grand Canyon Brewing Company. And you can also get your centennial gear, your T-shirts that talk about Go Grand and Grand Canyon Centennial, because this is a once-in-a-lifetime event. And all of that is online at GrandCanyon.org.
And we thank you for going grand with us today on Q&A. Here's to the next 100 years. Thank you so much, Mindy Riesenberg, for joining us today on behalf of the Grand Canyon National Park Centennial.
Thank you very much.
You have a great day. Bye-bye. That is Mindy Riesenberg from the Grand Canyon. Thank you so much for her. And we've got another chat coming up in just a moment with Ryan Steinert. He is here because he's going to be the guest speaker for our friend Debbie Stewart's Senior Connection event coming up to talk about Medicare Part D, because everybody has questions about that. He'll clear those up for us in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road.
to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
YRMC Physician Care Cardiology, your heart care team. You want the best when it comes to your heart care. Diagnostic testing, treatment, and follow-up care should be in the hands of an experienced team. At YRMC Physician Care Cardiology, our approach to superior cardiovascular care combines state-of-the-art technology with highly skilled, experienced physicians who have a passion for what they do. That means top-quality care. And we'll work closely with your other healthcare providers to keep them informed every step of the way, all with the support of YRMC's comprehensive resources right at your side. Exceptional heart care with a caring touch. Convenient locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley. YRMC Physician Care Cardiology. Meet the team. You'll be in good hands. Visit YRMC.org to learn more.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Seems like everybody's talking about pricing and not enough about quality.
Yeah, do you go to the brain surgeon that gives you the best deal or the one that does the best job?
Well, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing isn't brain surgery.
Oh, yeah? Have you looked inside a furnace lately?
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Excellent workmanship at a fair price with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Call 772-2751. Don't settle. Get Gettle's. 772-2751.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:21 here at KQ&A. You might, if you're a regular listener, been listening for quite a while, you might remember around this time last year, I did an interview with Pastor Tim Wright from a Community of Grace Church in Peoria, Arizona, because Pastor Tim has had a longtime friendship with 1970s singing superstar B.J. Thomas, who had so many hits, so many Grammy Awards, and for several years, B.J. Thomas has made the trip from his home in Texas to Pastor Tim Wright's church in Peoria to do a concert. Now, it's not a free concert. They charge, you know, the going rate. The first couple rows are three figures. Everything after that is very, very economically priced, but half the money, I believe half the money goes to Feed My Starving Children. And the story between Pastor Tim and B.J. Thomas is really one for the ages, because B.J. not only has been a tremendously successful singer, and by the way, at age 76, he still sounds as good, if not better, than in his prime in his 20s and 30s. He's just amazing to watch and to listen to. He still looks great, too, ladies, so don't miss that. But he's going to appear this Sunday for another concert at Community of Grace. It's on West Pinnacle Peak Road in Peoria. Yes, it is sold out. It sells out within a day or two of the announcement, believe me. But the relationship is really cool, because BJ went from being a pop singer. He had a lot of hits in the 70s. His first one was Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. That was from the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. And he was telling us how the version you hear in the movie is not quite as clear or as vocal as the one you hear on the radio, because the movie version, he was called in to cut the song when he had a sore throat and a real bad cold. So he sounds a little bit different in the movie, but with Burt Bacharach writing a song like that, it became a massive hit. Then, of course, he had several more. He has a couple of greatest hits albums. But in his relationship with Pastor Tim Wright, he was talking about how he segued from pop and country to gospel. He cut a couple of gospel albums and had some big hits with them. In fact, he won some awards on the gospel circuit, but then something unusual happened. Because he had had so many secular hits that made it big on pop radio, he would do some of his secular hits and some of his gospel hits in concert, and the church crowds would boo him when he did some of his secular songs. And it broke his heart. And for quite a while there, he refused to do any more concerts in churches or in front of Christian groups. And he's very, very open and candid about his life. That's one of the things that caused him to change and to create the friendship with Pastor Tim at Community of Grace. Because Pastor Tim told him, you come here, you can sing any doggone thing you want. And yes, he does do a couple of his gospel hits, but he also does the big hits that made him a big star. And he gets a sold-out house every time he comes to Community Grace Church, Community of Grace Church in Peoria. He's very, very open with the audience, and it's a wonderful performance. So imagine my thrill yesterday upon opening up my Sunday edition of the Arizona Republic. And there on the front page of the Sunday A&E, a great big half-page picture of B.J. Thomas holding his guitar with the headline, Voice of an Angel. B.J. Thomas has a unique tie to a church in Peoria. It's a wonderful interview about B.J. and his relationship with Pastor Tim Wright, his wife Jan. They've all become very close friends. It's going to be a great time Sunday in Peoria. Also on the front page of the Sunday Republic is a story about a book signing going on tonight. It is author Don Winslow. He's going to discuss and sign his new book, The Border. That's at 7 o'clock tonight at the Poison Pen Bookstore on Goldwater Boulevard in Scottsdale. Why am I mentioning this? Because Don Winslow was on this show. It was a telephone interview about a year ago, a year and a half maybe, about his new book, The Cartel. And The Cartel, the movie rights have already been sold. The Border is another book that will probably get movie rights. And we also talked about his book, The Force, which is kind of a combination of Prince of the City and L.A. Confidential, if you're familiar with those. And he was very flattered, by the way, that I used that analogy. But The Force, and that's the book we talked about during our interview. The Force was about some very highly principled New York City cops who have to go dirty to mix in, because sometimes their superiors, they found out, are just as bad as the bad guys. And to keep their jobs and to get the convictions they needed, they had to go dirty. So, interesting story by Don Winslow, who will be at the Poison Pen Bookstore tonight at 7 o'clock in Scottsdale. Stay tuned. I've got local and state news coming your way and weather. Fortunately, a good weather forecast as opposed to last week. That's coming your way on Q&A. Then we will talk with Ryan Steinert from Farmers Insurance about Medicare Part D. That's coming your way today on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at KQNA.com.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore. The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
The world may be different because one person was important in the life of a child. This is Quincy Castleberry, Yavapai County's CASA program manager. Court-appointed special advocates are volunteers who advocate for children in the foster care system. We have an urgent need for volunteers. Can you give 15 to 20 hours each month to help a child in need? To learn more about the CASA program and to volunteer, call us at 928-771-3165 or visit us at casaofyavapaicounty.org.
Showers, dishes, laundry. What if you find yourself out of hot water? Well, that's where RED Plumbing comes in, and we'll get you back in hot water. RED Plumbing carries a huge selection of high-efficiency water heaters and recirculating systems backed by superior innovation. Gas, electric, or tankless water heaters. RED Plumbing has the right one for you. Give RED Plumbing a call today, 772-9296. That's 772-9296. Or find us online at redplumbinginc.com.
Ever heard of used cars for a dollar? Used cars for a buck? Let me say it again, used cars for only $1. It's Lamb Chevrolet's annual indoor car sale this Saturday only. Hello, this is Ed Walsh, and this huge indoor sale is set to be our biggest used car event of the year. This is our 16th annual indoor car sale. We've got 40,000 square feet, all indoors, packed with inventory. Every vehicle will have a price clearly marked on the windshield, some for only a dollar. And we've got plenty of cars for only $2,000 or $3,000. We have vehicles for everyone, whether you're in the market for a $100 car or a $30,000 car. No negotiations will be necessary. Vehicles will be discounted up to 50%. These cars are on a first-come, first-served basis. Doors open at 9 a.m. this Saturday, so come early for the best selection. Don't miss the biggest used car sale event of the year. It's Lamb Chevrolet's huge indoor sale this Saturday, 9 a.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, if you watched the Oscars last night, you know that Spike Lee is not a happy man. I almost said driving Miss Daisy. When Green Book was announced as the winner, supposedly he tried to storm out of the theater and was stopped at the door. And at the post-Oscar party, he told a reporter the ref made a bad call. Well, you know, back in 89, he lost the Best Picture to Driving Miss Daisy. And if you've seen Green Book, you know what I mean when this time he lost to Driving Mr. Shirley. Well, too bad, Spike. Anyway, I wonder how many post-Oscar parties Lindsay Lohan was refused admission to. That's kind of an annual event for poor Lindsay. So, interesting show last night. It is over by now, right? Not really sure if it ever ended. But they have made some moves to try and shorten the show. They still need to cut back on the song performances. You know, this is not the Grammys. It's the Oscars. Although, the highlight of the show last night was Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper just knocking the song Shallow out of the park. That was just absolutely wonderful. We have with us Ryan Steinert. He is from Farmers Insurance. He is here to talk about Medicare Part D options for your drug coverage. Ryan, we need to break away for news in just a moment. But in the meantime, you're going to have a special presentation from our friend Debbie Stewart at the Senior Connection. Before we start talking nuts and bolts, tell us about that presentation.
Is going to happen this Thursday over at the American Lutheran Church right here in Prescott. And during that presentation, I'll be focusing on mostly a lot of the legislative changes that are going to be happening in Medicare this year in 2019. Mm-hmm. A lot of things going on from not only drug plans to supplement advantage plans. So I'll be kind of talking about all those changes in detail.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mentioned to you before we went on the air, I used to work in the funeral and cemetery industry, and we had people who were veterans who were under the mistaken notion that when they passed, oh, the VA will take care of everything. I'm sure you get people who say, oh, no matter what happens, Medicare will take care of everything. Wrong, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of confusion, misinformation, misunderstanding about Medicare out there. Mm-hmm. So we'll be talking today a little bit more about that. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I do, is try to kind of clear the fog on all this Medicare stuff.
And we'll be talking about that exact topic in just a few minutes after we take a break for local and state news and weather. And then we'll come back with Ryan Steiner to talk about Medicare on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQNA.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
At Kachina Animal Hospital, they know your pet is like family. And as with any family member, your pet deserves the finest possible health care. So at Kachina Animal Hospital, they've set their standards very high. They have a compassionate, friendly, and experienced support team, as well as highly qualified doctors and technicians to treat your dogs, cats, and pocket pets. For more information or to schedule an appointment for your best pal, give them a call at 772-8225. That's 772-8225. Or online at KachinaAnimalHospital.com.
Hello, Yavapai County neighbors and friends. I'm Sandy from Yavapai County Contractors Association. Our goal is to help protect you, the valued citizens of our community. YCCA wants to stop the phone calls from distressed homeowners who've been scammed by unscrupulous contractors. Call me, 778-0040, before you hire anyone. Call YCCA, 778-0040. Don't start without us.
Ever heard of used cars for a dollar? Used cars for a buck? Let me say it again, used cars for only $1. It's Lamb Chevrolet's annual indoor car sale this Saturday only. Hello, this is Ed Walsh, and this huge indoor sale is set to be our biggest used car event of the year. This is our 16th annual indoor car sale. We've got 40,000 square feet, all indoors, packed with inventory. Every vehicle will have a price clearly marked on the windshield, some for only a dollar. And we've got plenty of cars for only $2,000 or $3,000. We have vehicles for everyone, whether you're in the market for a $100 car or a $30,000 car. No negotiations will be necessary. Vehicles will be discounted up to 50%. These cars are on a first-come, first-served basis. Doors open at 9 a.m. this Saturday, so come early for the best selection. Don't miss the biggest used car sale event of the year. It's Lamb Chevrolet's huge indoor sale this Saturday, 9 a.m. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Rich Joliet, your neighborhood CPA. Now is the perfect time to talk about Arizona tax credits. You can actually decide where your tax dollars go. Talk to your favorite school or charitable organization and learn how you can put your tax dollars to work right here in your community. For more information on tax credits or help with your business accounting, give me a call and let me show you why I've earned the title Best Accountant in Prescott Valley the last 5 years. 777-2386 or online at richardjolietcpa.com.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Maricopa County Sheriff's deputies received a call around 6:30 last night about an accident involving a vehicle and a pedestrian in the Northwest Valley.
Deputies actually learned that there, in fact, was no accident, and the caller had stated that his friend had been shot. There's very limited information at this time, given the fact that, you know, we don't really have suspect information and no one really saw anything.
Sergeant Brian Venegas says when deputies arrived, the caller took them to the location of the shooting victim, who was pronounced dead at the scene. Parents can get an up-close and personal look at schools in the Humboldt Unified School District.
The district is hosting kindergarten campus tours that run from 6 until 7 p.m. Tours will take place at Coyote Springs and Lake Valley Elementary Schools tonight, Liberty Traditional tomorrow, Granville and Humboldt Elementary Schools on Wednesday night, and Mountain View Elementary School on Thursday. Sixth grade open houses run from 6 to 7:30 at Liberty tomorrow night, and Glassford Hill and Bradshaw Mountain Middle Schools from 5:30 to 7 on Thursday night. Parents can meet with teachers, interact with current students, and have questions answered. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Partly sunny as normal seasonal weather returns, warming through the week with highs in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt around 51 tomorrow, 57 Wednesday and Thursday, chilling after bedtime tonight to about 24. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, highs tomorrow of about 59, 66 Wednesday and Thursday, an overnight low near 26. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Chino Valley continues on KQNA.
Business with a handshake. We've all done it. Don't risk your business and your personal life. Business owners open themselves to liability every day with their customers, their employees, their vendors, and even the public. Do it right and protect yourself and call Men Love Law. I'll help reduce the risk through proper setup and planning. Mention this ad and receive a free consultation. Don't put your business or your family at risk from frivolous lawsuits any longer. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Big snow can bring big problems on the road. Then snowmelt brings mud and more problems.
And all you want to do is get to work or the grocery store without sliding through an intersection.
It's time to visit Findlay Subaru Prescott during the Subaru True Love event and look at the advantages available. Test drive Subaru's symmetrical all-wheel drive system. It continuously keeps the power balance to all four wheels, ensuring outstanding traction during bad weather. With upgraded audio, radio, safety, navigation, and other features, your Subaru also keeps you connected, entertained, and safe. In fact, when equipped with Subaru EyeSight safety features, six Subaru models received the highest possible rating for front crash prevention by the IIHS. Every Subaru is designed from the ground up to deliver the best driving experience possible in any kind of road condition. So you can buy a Subaru or get stuck with something else. Findlay Subaru Prescott and online at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com. Doing our part every day to give back to the community and make the world a better place.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:40. We're going to talk with Ryan Steinert about a topic that confuses a lot of people, and he will make that much clearer for you. First of all, Ryan, I mentioned briefly farmers, but tell us about your Medicare helper.
Sure. So, yeah, I own a company called Your Medicare Helper, and with that, I kind of specialize in assisting folks through all this Medicare maze, all the nuances of Medicare. I do also own a farmer's insurance agency, as you had mentioned, so I kind of, you know, dabble in both. But my background a little bit in there is I used to bill Medicare for a living from about 2007 to 2014. My career, my job, was I was a Medicare biller for three skilled nursing facilities here in Northern Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So I became very versed in how Medicare works and doesn't work. And, you know, what I saw every day is people who would bring their loved one, their spouse, their sibling, their parent, and they'd say, well, I don't know what they have, so I hope everything's covered. Or, gee, they've got Medicare, so everything's covered, right?
Ooh, boy. Surprise, surprise, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So after doing that for a period of years, I really realized this is a very confusing, complicated topic. Things change, laws change. So in 2014, I opened up Your Medicare Helper and decided to kind of focus full-time on helping people navigate through this process.
What are some of the most frequent questions you get?
Well, believe it or not, I just get everything from, this is all free. It doesn't cost anything. There's a lot of folks who you know, and God bless them. That would be wonderful if that were the case. I get a lot of questions, again, on the letters. You know, help me understand the A, B, C, D. I don't get this whole letter, the alphabet. I get a lot of questions on Medicare Advantage plans versus traditional Medicare and a supplement plan, kind of trying to understand that difference.
Mm-hmm.
And we could do a whole radio show on Medicare Part D prescription drug plans. A lot of questions and confusion
there. Sure, sure. Now, recently I understand that Aetna and CVS merged, correct?
Mm-hmm.
How does that affect Medicare Part D at all?
Not too much. There are 28 Part D prescription drug plans in Yavapai County to choose mm-hmm. from. So a lot of folks don't realize that there's that many. A lot of plans will have a kind of a big box retailer. So there's an Aetna CVS plan out there. There's an AARP Walgreens plan. There's mm-hmm. a Humana Walmart plan.
Sure.
Will help to drive the cost down a little bit, keep it a little more affordable when these guys decide to partner up like that. So that does help a little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So tell us more about your company and your philosophy.
Well, again, you know, education is really important to me. So I spend a lot of my time speaking and presenting, as in coming up here on Thursday, about Medicare. And what I've realized is my philosophy is to explain things in a simple, easy to understand language that people can understand. Because, you know, when you turn 65, for example, you start getting barraged in the mail with all sorts of advertisements, you know, sure. booklets. You get all these phone calls.
They know you've turned 65.
Oh, you're the most popular person in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's trying to say the same thing, but they say it a little differently. Mm-hmm. Again, it's confusing. So, you know, my degree is communications, public relations, and I used to be a speaker and a trainer in a previous life in the mortgage industry. So I think I have a knack for explaining in language that people will understand. Mm-hmm. So when they walk out, they go, hey, I think I actually get it.
There you go. Explain for me now, we've heard about a lot of people who may not have medical insurance, you know, in their early 60s, and are kind of holding off waiting to cash in on Medicare. Is that what we mean when we hear the term adverse selection?
Yeah, essentially. And, you know, what's kind of unfortunate about that, especially up here in rural Arizona, as they consider us, is your options. You know, if you've retired early, if you don't have coverage from an employer anymore, but you're 60, 62, there's not a lot of options around here for, you know, healthcare, and it's very costly. And so, yeah, exactly. That's that adverse selection you're referring to.
So what are some of the things Medicare traditionally does not cover?
So if you go with traditional Medicare and maybe get a supplement or Medigap plan with that, probably the biggest things that traditional Medicare does not cover would be dental. Okay, no dental at all. With vision, Medicare won't cover an eye exam, won't cover a pair of glasses, barring maybe some diabetes, you know, conditions in there. But Medicare will cover glaucoma, cataract, macular degeneration surgery. But your kind of maintenance, on vision not covered, limited podiatry, no hearing aids. So those are kind of the big things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you see any change in that coming up next, say, 10 years?
You know, I see a lot of changes probably in the next 5 or 10 years. Are they going to be focused on that? You know, perhaps. But that's probably one of the other questions I get asked most often is, Ryan, what's going to happen down the road? You know, what's Medicare going to look like 5 years, 10 years, 15 years from now? Obviously, none of us have the answer to that. You know, the reality is we're a gavel away from lots of things changing in the Medicare world. And, you know, new elections coming up, you know, lots of new folks in Congress and the Senate. You know, I think folks need to just understand that they need to kind of be flexible. They need to understand that things probably will change. And they, you know, my counsel is to align themselves with somebody who does really try to keep a pulse on this mm-hmm. to make them aware of those changes in advance so they're not surprised later.
How do you feel as an insurance professional when you hear politicians describe Social Security and Medicare as entitlements?
Well, of course, that's a fallacy, right? That's a falsehood there. You know, an entitlement means that you've got something for free, but of course you've been paying into Medicare and Social Security your whole life or part of your life, depending on how much you've worked.
Sure.
So really not an entitlement. Now, you know, Medicare Part A, typically, folks get that when they turn 65. And when I say get that, I mean, i.e., you don't pay an additional monthly premium for it, but you've still been paying into it your whole life, so not really an entitlement, no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you present all over Arizona?
I do, yeah. I'm licensed actually not only in Arizona, but I do Medicare in about five other states right now, New Mexico, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, Illinois. But I have clients all over Phoenix, Tucson, this area, Flag, of course. So I present anywhere that anybody would like me to come, a church, an organization, any kind of, you know, Kiwanis, you know, Lions Club, you know, the Benevolent Order of Antelopes, you know, wherever anybody will let me come.
Sure.
Because, again, I think people need to understand not only how Medicare works now, but there's some really important legislative changes that are happening this year. And that's what I'll be focusing on really on Thursday there at the American Lutheran Church. Mm-hmm. These are all a result of the MACRA Act, which came out in 2015. That stands for the Medicare Access and CHIP Reauthorization Act. And this went through Congress back then, but the effects of that are actually hitting January 1, 2020. And some big changes going on that a lot of people just don't really understand.
Why do you think of all the prescription medications that get shipped through or get billed through Medicare, why do you think Congress does not have the power to negotiate, using economies of scale, to negotiate lower prices for drugs?
Well, I don't know if I'll say they don't have the power. I think there's a lot of things that go on. You know, the pharmaceutical industry, in my opinion, is probably the bane of our healthcare system.
They're very good lobbyists, aren't they?
There are. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There have been some other changes with that going on this year and into next year as well, and that's part of what I'll be chatting about. But I think there could be a lot more done to curb the costs and not have these crazy expensive medications that folks just can't afford.
Mm-hmm. There have been some politicians talking about the possibility of a 50-plus Medicare for all if you pay into it, mm-hmm, up to a certain level. How do you feel about that?
I think there's some pros to that. Obviously, you know, I think the gamble on that is maybe the 50 to 55, 60-year-olds are, you know, quote-unquote, you know, healthier and a big stereotypical bundle of folks. So maybe they'll be paying those premiums in but not actually utilizing the benefits as much as, say, a 70- or 80-year-old, mm-hmm, beneficiary. I can see some positives to that. You know, there's, again, lots of talk about these 50-plus plans. You have socialism. You have Medicare for all. You have universal plans.
Sure.
All these things kind of mean different things. And, you know, a lot of folks are certainly throwing that around in their language at the moment to get people kind of excited and riled up about things.
What do you think when you hear people saying, but look at Canada, free medical coverage all over the place? Not quite so simple, is it?
Yeah, no, it's not. It's kind of like when the Affordable Care Act, you know, came out here a few years ago, was put into law. A lot of people thought that was going to be, you know, the saving grace, and sure, it provides, you know, coverage for lots of folks. Pre-existing, mm-hmm, conditions don't matter anymore. Again, this is under 65, you know, Obamacare, Affordable Health Care Act we're talking about. But, you know, when you open things up like that, where pre-existing conditions don't matter, well, then lots of folks are getting procedures and things done, which is driving up the cost of premiums. Thus, now we only have, you know, really one major carrier here in this area, where we used to have, you know, three or four.
Mm-hmm. Tell us once again when you'll be talking as part of a Senior Connection event, when and where.
It'll be this Thursday, the 28th, high noon at the American Lutheran Church, right over there off of, I believe it's Scott Drive, Ruth, over there by the high school. And again, be talking mainly about legislative changes in, mm-hmm, 2019, Part D prescription drug plans, and kind of the things you need to look out for there, the best way to save some extra money in your pocket.
And if our listeners want to contact you directly, how can they do so?
They can call office phone number 928-649-9939. Again, that's 928-649-9939. Or they can shoot me an info, pretty easy, info@yourmedicarehelper.com.
Very good. That is Ryan Steinert. Take advantage of his free talk coming up. You'll learn a great deal. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guests on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
At Norton's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, Liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
We're so much more than just a great hardware store. Prescott True Value is the right place for your small engine tune-up and repairs. Our service center is here to put your small engines back in working order. Hi, this is Suzanne Springer at Prescott True Value. Our master certified mechanic is authorized in sales and service for all the brands we carry and more. No need to put those projects off. Get to Prescott True Value on Miller Valley Road. Expect the unexpected at Prescott True Value, where we believe behind every project is a true value.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:54. If you heard the show earlier, you heard me talking about things regarding the Oscars last night and a couple of things the cameras did not pick up during last night's Oscars. When Rami Malek accepted his Oscar for Best Actor in the movie Bohemian Rhapsody, well, after the ceremony ended, he fell off the stage and was tended to by paramedics. He was photographed slipping near the Oscars stage with the statuette still in hand and was seated in the front row. Good thing. He appeared to be okay, and he still participated in interviews backstage, but embarrassed, and later appeared to be in good spirits, so to speak, at the Governor's Ball. Speaking of spirits, you heard me mention early on that Spike Lee was not a happy man with the way things ended up for the Best Picture last night. He was caught backstage with a glass of champagne, telling a reporter, "This is my sixth glass, and you know why." Well, Chris Evans helped Regina King walk on stage, because if you've watched the Oscars before and last night, you know Oscar dresses are often, shall we say, feats of fashion that can make navigating the theater and the stage and the steps particularly tricky. You might remember many years ago when Marisa Tomei won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for My Cousin Vinny. She tripped over her dress coming up the steps. Well, last night, Regina King had Chris Evans to assist her and her dress with getting up the stage stairs so she could accept her award after briefly stumbling on her dress while approaching the stage. All sorts of unscripted things at the Oscars. By the way, one of the post-Oscar parties, they always have different cocktails they're going to debut and different wines. The featured wines last night were from the Francis Ford Coppola Winery. Now, why is that pertinent? Because Of course, Francis Ford Coppola directed The Godfather 1, 2, and 3, and is one of the real icons of American cinema, and of course, is a California winemaker. So, fun stuff at the Oscars last night. I think it's finally over, correct? Okay. Well, we want you to stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro. He's coming away at 3 o'clock, and then Talk of the Town, Chino Valley at 4. Then join me right back here Tuesday with my guest, Sandy Silverstein. She'll be coming in from the National Alzheimer's Association. She's doing a live talk in Tempe. And Malaya, there we go, Malaya Mangone from Kachina Animal Hospital. She will be here to talk about furry friends, how to take your best care of them, and what to do when it's time for emergency care. That's Q&A Tuesday at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.